reading Krishna book in Prabhupada house, Vrindavan.
This person is important. Huh? Yes. Ananda and Anuradha, you tell what you are seeing. Something else, I was giving you a book.
Sloka book they brought.
Oh, God. This is famous. Got it? Still not sure. Hey, increase the volume. Nobody could hear. Who can? Louder. Everybody can chant with you. Louder, short.
Om Tat Vishnu Varanam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya.
Om Tat Vishnu Varanam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya.
Deva Chakshura
Adatam.
Deva Chakshura Adatam.
Tat Vitraso
Vipanyago
Vipraso
Vipanyago
Jagrivamsaha.
Translation.
Samindate Vishnu
Yadvamam Padam.
Is the translation.
The lotus feet of Lord Vishnu are the supreme objective of all the demigods. These lotus feet of the Lord are as enlightening as the sun in the sky.
Yes, this is very famous book. Written Rig Veda. All transcendentalists know this mantra.
Deity
worship, every day often they chant this mantra. No more.
He was thrilled with expectations of seeing the very lotus feet which are worshipped by great demigods like Brahma, Narad and Lord Shiva, which traverse the ground of Vrindavan and which touch the breast of the gopis covered with tinges of kumkum. He thought, I am so fortunate that I will be able to see those very lotus feet on this day, and certainly I shall be able to see the beautiful face of Krishna, which is marked on the forehead and the nose with tilak. And I shall also see his smile and his curling black hair. I can be sure of this opportunity because I see that today the deer are passing on my right side. Today it will be possible for me to actually see the beauty of the spiritual kingdom of Vishnu Lok, because Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu, and he has advented himself out of his own goodwill. He is the reservoir of all beauty. Therefore, today my eyes will achieve perfection. Akrur knew beyond a doubt that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu. Lord Vishnu glances over the material energy and
we
thus...
Tell the sloka. So Vishnu glances over... Huh?
Saikhyat.
Oh,
Ikshat.
Something like that. 2-3
This is Vedanta Sutta.
He looks at the Prakriti of the impermanence.
Akrura knew beyond a doubt that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu. Lord Vishnu glances over the material energy, and thus the cosmic manifestation comes into being. And although Lord Vishnu is the creator of this material world, he is free by his own energy from the influence of the material energy. By his internal potency, he can pierce the darkness of the material energy. Similarly, Krishna, the original Vishnu, by expanding his internal potency, created the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is confirmed that the paraphernalia and the abode of Krishna are expansions of his internal potency. The same internal potency Krishna exhibits in Golok Vrindavan is exhibited in the earthly Vrindavan, where he enjoys himself with his parents and in the company of his friends, the cowherd boys and gopis. By the statement of Akrura, it is clear that since Krishna is transcendental to the modes of material nature, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are always engaged in loving service to the Lord, are also transcendental. Akrura also considered the necessity of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. He thought that the transcendental activities, instructions, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are all for the good fortune of people in general. The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness by discussing the Lord's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia. By doing so, the whole universe can actually leap auspiciously and advance peacefully. But without Krishna consciousness, civilization is but a decorated dead body. A dead body may be decorated very nicely, but without Krishna consciousness, such decorations are useless. Human society without Krishna consciousness is useless and lifeless. Akrura thought that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has now appeared as one of the descendants of the Yadu dynasty. The principles of religion are his enacted laws. Those who are abiding by such laws are demigods, and those who are not abiding are demons. He has advented himself to give protection to the demigods, who are very obedient to the laws of the Supreme Lord. The demigods and the devotees of the Lord take pleasure in abiding by the laws of Krishna, and Krishna takes pleasure in giving them all sorts of protection. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, these activities of Krishna, his protecting the devotees and killing the demons, are always good for men to hear and narrate. The glorious activities of the Lord will ever increasingly be chanted by the devotees and demigods. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. He is the deliverer of all fallen souls and the proprietor of the three worlds. Anyone who is able to see him by eyes smeared with love of Godhead enjoys a festival of seeing. Today, I shall be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, by his transcendental beauty, has attracted the goddess of fortune to live with him perpetually. As soon as I arrive in Vrindavan, I will get down from this chariot and fall prostrate to offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord, the master of material nature and all living entities. The lotus feet of Krishna are always worshipped by great mystic yogis, so I shall also worship his lotus feet and become one of his friends in Vrindavan, like the cowherd boys. When I bow down before Lord Krishna in that way, certainly he will place his fearless lotus hand on my head. His hand is offered to all conditioned souls who take shelter under his lotus feet. Krishna is the ultimate goal of life for all people who fear material existence. And certainly, when I see him, he will give me the shelter of his lotus feet. I am aspiring for the touch of his lotus-like hand on my head. When that hand touched the presentations of King Indra and King Bali, these two became qualified to be the lords of the universe. And when that hand touched the gopis as they danced with Krishna in the Rasa Leela, it relieved all their fatigue. In this way, Akrura expected blessings from the hand of Krishna. He knew that Indra, who is the king of heaven and the master of the three worlds, the upper, middle and the lower planetary systems, was blessed by the Lord simply for his offering a little water, which Krishna accepted. Similarly, Bali Maharaj gave only 3 paces of land in charity to Vaman Dev, and he also offered a little water, which Lord Vaman Dev accepted, and thereby Bali Maharaj attained the position of Indra. When the gopis were dancing with Krishna in the Rasa dance, they became fatigued, and Krishna wiped his hand, which is as fragrant as a lotus flower growing in Manasarovar Lake, over the pearl-like drops of perspiration on the faces of the gopis, and immediately the gopis became refreshed. Thus Akrura was expecting benediction from that supreme hand of Krishna. Krishna's hand is capable of bestowing benediction upon all kinds of men if they take to Krishna consciousness. If one wants material happiness like that of the King of Heaven, he can derive that benediction from the hand of Krishna. If one wants liberation from the pangs of material existence, he can also get that benediction from the hand of Krishna. And if one, in pure transcendental love for Krishna, wants personal association and the touch of his transcendental body, he can also gain that benediction from his hand. Akrura was afraid, however, because he had been deputed by Kamsa, the enemy of Krishna. He thought, "I am going to see Krishna as a messenger of the enemy." At the same time, he thought, "Krishna is in everyone's heart as a super soul, so he must know my heart." Although Akrura was trusted by the enemy of Krishna, his heart was clear. He was a pure devotee of Krishna. He risked becoming Kamsa's deputy just to meet Krishna. He was certain that although he was going as a representative of Kamsa, Krishna would not accept him as an enemy. "Even though I am on a sinful mission being deputed by Kamsa, when I approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I shall stand before him with all humility and folded hands. Surely he will be pleased with my devotional attitude, and maybe he will smile lovingly and look upon me and thereby free me from all kinds of sinful reactions. I shall then be on the platform of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Since Krishna knows my heart, certainly when I approach him, he will embrace me. Not only am I a member of the Yadu dynasty, but I am his relative and an unalloyed pure devotee. By his merciful embrace, surely my body, heart and soul will be completely cleansed of the actions and reactions of my past life. When our bodies touch, I will immediately stand up with folded hands, with all humility. Certainly, Krishna and Balaram will call me Akrura, uncle, and at that time, my whole life will be glorious. Unless one is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his life cannot be successful." It is clearly stated here that one should try to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's service and devotion, without which the human form of life is condemned. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is equal to everyone. He has no friends and no enemies, but he is inclined to a devotee who renders him service with devotional love. The Bhagavad Gita also declares that the Supreme Lord is responsive in proportion to the devotional service rendered by the devotee. Akrura thought that Krishna was like the desire tree in the heavenly planets, which gives fruit according to the desire of the worshipper. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also the source of everything. A devotee must know how to render service unto him and thus be recognized by him. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is therefore explained that one should serve both the spiritual master and Krishna simultaneously, and in that way make progress in Krishna consciousness. Service rendered to Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master is bona fide service, because the spiritual master is the manifested representative of Krishna. Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when one satisfies the spiritual master, he satisfies the Supreme Lord.
Haribo. So who will tell the verse? Raise hand. Everybody.
Yashya prasada bhagavat prasada.
Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda.
Any man among you? Very Tony?
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat nagati kutopi.
Yasya prasadat nagati kutopi.
Dayam stuvam stasya yashasvi sandhyam.
Dayam stuvam stasya yashasvi sandhyam.
Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda.
Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda.
Yasya
prasada bhagavat prasada.
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada.
Tasya prasada bhagavat prasadam tasya prasadam na bhavati kruto api.
Tasya prasadam na bhavati kruto api.
Dhyan shubham tasya dasa sri sandham.
Dhyan shubham tasya dasa sri sandham.
Vande Gura Sri Charanaravindam.
Vande Gura Sri Charanaravindam.
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado.
Yasya prasadat nagati kutopi.
Yasya prasadat nagati kutopi.
Dayam stuvanstasya yashastri samyam.
Dayam stuvanstasya yashastri samyam.
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
Read the translation, please. Okay. Vishaka? No? Okay.
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.
It is exactly like service in a government office. One has to work under the supervision of the departmental head. If the supervisor of the department is satisfied with the service of a particular person, a promotion and increase in pay will automatically come. Akrura then thought, when Krishna and Balaram are pleased with my behavior, certainly they will take my hand, receive me within their home, and offer me all kinds of respectable hospitalities. And they will surely ask me about the activities of Kamsa and his friends. In this way, Akrura, the son of Shafalka, meditated on Sri Krishna on his journey from Mathura. He reached Vrindavan by the end of the day. Akrura passed the whole journey without knowing how long it took. When he reached Vrindavan, the sun was setting. As soon as he entered the boundary of Vrindavan, he saw the hoofprints of the cows and Lord Krishna's footprints, impressed with the signs of his souls, the flag, trident, thunderbolt and lotus flower. These symbols on the soles of the Lord's transcendental lotus feet are worshipped by all the demigods and other great personalities throughout the three worlds. Upon seeing the footprints of Krishna, Akrura immediately jumped down from the chariot out of respect. He became overwhelmed with all the symptoms of ecstasy. He wept and his body trembled. Out of extreme jubilation upon seeing the dust touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, Akrura fell flat on his face and began to roll on the ground. Akrura's...
When you go for Puritan, some places Krishna used to play with other cowherd boys, mock fight, did that. Some of the places, not only in Vrindavan, also in Mayapur, nobody demand on the Puritan about to roll on the ground in the dust.
Akrura's journey to Vrindavan is exemplary. One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura and so, always...
Once Vrindavan, Prabhupada used to go for a walk. Suddenly one day would ask Prabhupada, this looks like same, like any other medieval 70s. That means now how many? 40 years nearly. At that time, this Vrindavan was not like this, party, car, nothing. You see some, on the horse drawn cart, sometime in a whole day, maybe one or two car passing. Mostly other road used to go to Delhi. This road, very few. Even daytime, feel don't go very far. You'll walk. So Prabhupada is walking and Sometimes he will be talking about on Krishna consciousness. Devotee will ask him question. Prabhupada said, this you look like a village, but it's not like that. It's not developed for the spiritual world. Then the devotee said, the Prabhupada, this das looks up, you know, this is not ordinary das. This is non-defined from Krishna. How? What is defined? Said, this is a grain of dust. It's so powerful, it can fulfill your desire. It's not ordinary dust. So, the devotees go different parts, but they take the dust from here and put smear on their head. Some do more than that. This is what Prabhupada says. It can fulfill your desire. It's a chinwa. And Goswami used to live every night only under one tree. Next night, we'll go to another. And by that time, Prabhupada says, that desire is fulfilled. Now we say, ask, find out. Because they can realize that this is spiritual, not divine. We can also, if we do our bhajan nicely, we can realize all this.
Okay. As soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige.
Take dust. Some Bhajavasi was telling, Maharaj, you know, if you put, you find so many of them put all the dust in his body, make smear with some water, and even you get material benefit, you say you become free from all diseases. It's so powerful. So this is not our goal. Our goal is to develop attachment. It's powerful.
Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in a celebrated song, Vishaya Charya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Man. When my mind will be purified after leaving the contamination of material sense enjoyment, I shall be able to visit Vrindavan. Actually, one cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akrura. When Akrura entered Vrindavan, he saw Krishna and Balaram engaged in supervising the milking of the cows. Krishna was dressed in yellow garments and Balaram in bluish. Akrura also saw that their eyes were exactly like the beautiful lotus flower that grows during the autumn season. He saw Krishna and Balaram in the spring of their youths. Although they had the same bodily features, Krishna was blackish in complexion and whereas Balaram was whitish. Both were the shelter of the goddess of fortune. They had well-constructed bodies, beautiful hands and pleasing faces, and they were as strong as elephants. Now, after seeing their footprints marked with flag, trident, thunderbolt and lotus, Akrura actually saw Krishna and Balaram face to face. Although they were the most influential personalities, they were glancing at him with smiling faces. Akrura could understand that both Krishna and Balaram had returned from tending cows in the forest. They had taken their baths and were dressed with fresh clothing and garlanded with flowers, and with necklaces made of valuable jewels. Their bodies...
So Krishna's garland, what is it called? Anybody?
Their bodies were smeared with pulp of sandalwood. Akrura greatly appreciated the aroma of the flowers and sandalwood and their bodily presence.
One thing, Prabhupada said that Krishna likes particular sangha. Flowers, and usually flowers has to be very fragrant, aroma, aromatic. One sannyasi, he was opening center, Prabhupada said, I gave you sannyasi, now opening center. He went alone, going someplace. He said, Prabhupada, I didn't have money, what to do? How to do that? He has got only picture. And Prabhupada said, get some flowers and make garland. I mean, profusely. Do singar with fragrant flowers. Then Prabhupada said, that will please Krishna. You want to know Krishna is pleased? See, the bees are humming round. Sure, Krishna is very pleased. Hidden somewhere.
He considered himself very fortunate to see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his plenary expansion, Balaram, face to face, for he knew that they were the original personalities of the creation. As stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead.
And who will tell that sloka? Krishna is the original personality. Brahma Sanghita.
Krishna Satyananda Vigraham Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Kaaranam Kaaranam.
We will tell again, one person, each one.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Chidananda Vigraham Satyananda Vigraham Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Kaaranam Kaaranam Sarva Kaaranam.
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Chit Ananda Vigraha,
Sachidananda Vigraha,
Adiradi Govinda,
Adiradi Govinda,
Sarva Karana Karana,
Sarva Karana Karana.
Vigas.
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Satyananda,
Satyananda
Vigraha, Anadi Radi,
Anadi Radi,
Anadi Radi,
Govinda,
Anadi Govinda, Sarva Karana
Karana, Sarva Karana Karana.
Then? Yes.
Ishvara
Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Satchidananda Vigraha,
Satchidananda Vigraha,
Anadina,
Anadi
Govinda,
Anadi Govinda,
Sarvakaran
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Satchidananda Vigraha,
Satchidananda Vigraha,
Anadi Radhi
Govinda, Anadi Radhi Govinda,
Sarvakaran Karanam,
Sarvakaran Karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha,
Anadi
Radhi Govinda,
not looking at book.
Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda Vigraha,
Anadi Adi Govinda,
Anadi Adi Govinda,
Sarva Karana
Karana.
Ananda.
Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana.
Looking at
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Ishvara Parama Krishna,
Sachidananda
Vigraha. Sachidananda Vigraha.
Anansi Radhe Govinda.
Anansi Radhe Govinda.
Savakarna Karanam.
Savakarna Karanam.
Akrura could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared personally for the welfare of his creation, to re-establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the demons. With their bodily effulgence, the brothers were dissipating all the darkness of the world.
What is that sentence before? What is saying? What is the sloka?
Akrura could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had appeared personally for the welfare of his creation, to re-establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the demons.
What is the last?
Vinashaya Sanskritam. Dharma Sanskritam.
Almost every Hindu comes from Punjab to know this verse. You ask anything about Bhagavad Gita, say this verse. So let us see.
Paritra.
What is this? No. Tell. Not looking at book without seeing.
Paritranaya sadhunam.
Vinashaya
sadhunam.
With their bodily effulgence, the brothers were dissipating all the darkness of the world as if there were mountains of sapphire and silver. Without hesitating, Akrura immediately got down from his chariot and fell flat, just like a rod, before Krishna and Balaram. Upon touching the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. His voice choked up and he could not speak. Due to his transcendental pleasure, incessant torrents of tears fell from his eyes. He remained stunned in ecstasy, as if devoid of all powers to see and speak. Lord Krishna, who is very kind to his devotees, raised Akrura with his hand and embraced him. It appeared that Lord Krishna was very much pleased with Akrura. Balaram also embraced Akrura. Then the two lords took him by the hand and brought him to their sitting room, where they offered him a very nice sitting place and water for washing his feet. They also worshipped him with a suitable presentation of honey mixed with other ingredients. When Akrura was thus comfortably seated, Krishna and Balaram offered him a cow in charity and then brought very palatable dishes, and Akrura accepted them. When Akrura finished eating, Balaram gave him betel nuts and spices, as well as a pulp of sandalwood, just to make him more pleased and comfortable. The Vedic system of receiving a guest was completely observed by Lord Krishna himself to teach all others how to receive a guest at home. It is a Vedic injunction that even if a guest is an enemy, he should be received so well that he does not apprehend any danger from the host. If the host is a poor man, he should at least offer a straw mat as a sitting place and a glass of water to drink. Krishna and Balaram welcomed Akura in a way just befitting his exalted position. After Akura was thus properly received and seated, Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, said, "My dear Akura, what shall I inquire from you? I know that you are being protected by Kanksha, who is most cruel and demoniac. His protection is just like the slaughterhouse keeper's protection of animals he will kill in the future. Kanksha is so selfish that he has killed the sons of his own sister. So how can I honestly believe that he is protecting the citizens of Mathura?" This statement is most significant. If the political or executive heads of the state are simply interested in themselves, they can never look after the welfare of the citizens. As Nanda Maharaj spoke to Akura with pleasing words, Akura forgot all the fatigue of his day's journey from Mathura to Vrindavan.
So you stop here, 8:17. Huh? Take rest, come to Mathura. They all missed you. Had a very nice parikrama. Roasted?
Yeah.